If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. Happy Monday. Thanks for being along with us to start your work week off. We were talking about how we miss the days of appointment TV. You know, all of us being in the same spot, not being able to stream something and, you know, binge a whole season of something, having to wait for the new episode to come out. And everybody was talking about what would happen next because everybody was in the same spot.
And there was no pause or fast forward.
Nope.
It was on, and when it was on, you had to watch it from start to finish, and that was it.
You wouldn't even want to get up to go to the bathroom because you wouldn't want to miss anything.
Well, you'd have to do that thing where you'd go, it's back on!
Yes!
It's on! Hurry! Like, you'd have to run and do that. So I want to know, I'm curious to know what are the shows that people waited to watch and still remember? Hi, Morning Magic. Who's this?
Holly, I loved TV back in the day, and I just wanted to share when I was in sixth grade, I watched a season of Models, Inc., and somebody got killed at the end, and it was such a cliffhanger, and I was dying to know what happened in the next season, and then they canceled the show.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, that was one of those. What was it called? Models, Inc.?
Models, Inc. Yeah, it was on, like, Thursday nights or something.
So was it about, like, supermodels?
Yes, they lived together in a beach house. There was a lot of drama. There was a wedding in the season finale, and someone was shot from like up in the balcony where the organ plays, and then it ended. And
so there was no resolution ever.
Year.
Yeah,
no, it still keeps me awake.
See, but the fact that you remember it all of these years later, it was we don't have that anymore. That
it
patience
still keeps
and dedication.
Me awake.
That's great. That is good stuff.
Here I am, 43, just waiting.
See? Well, don't. Hey, listen, they do reboots every day, so you never know. They could bring it back and actually put an ending to
guys.
It.
I love that.
Thanks for calling
in, Holly.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.
Another one I just thought of was Sex and the City when that was on because it was on HBO and it was 1998 to like 2003. So it was still like the early phases of HBO. So
yes.
Not everybody had it.
Yes.
So I had a friend who had it and I wasn't actually even able to watch it until I was in college. So I had to sort of catch up through her on what was happening in the show, and I could go over to her apartment and watch it, but nobody spoke. It was like a thing where you did not talk.
No.
I think the same thing with The Sopranos, because that was on, I think, HBO too.
And, yes.
And there were no commercials, so nobody spoke for like the whole time it was on because you were dying to see what would happen.
Oh.
And you would wait a week.
Oh my God. I skipped class to see Luke and Laura's wedding on General Hospital.
Oh, the soaps. Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Like,
oh my God,
stuff
that's
like
right.
That. Yeah. Luke and Laura's wedding was like, it was ridiculous.
And I just, all of those shows, like, it doesn't even matter, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, even the early 2000s, there's so many. So if you want to share some of your favorite, you know, favorite TV shows that you remember because
you waited. We never wait for anything anymore. I don't know. I want to bring back old-time TV.
I think we should.
I'm done with the streaming thing. I want all of us to be in the same spot.
Same. Call us.